Earth changes, the apocalypse, preparedness, giants. Stephen Quayle is next on Coast to Coast AM. To many of you who have listened to Coast for a very long time, he needs really no introduction. To those of you who are brand new to the program, let me tell you about Stephen Quayle. He's an author, researcher, and for the past several years, he has been checking into our need to be aware of bioterrorism, weapons of mass destruction, and he doesn't hold back. He tells it the way he sees it. Here he is, our friend Stephen Quayle. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Good, George. Thank you for the opportunity to come on and share what's going on in the world, and everything's in overdrive as we watch what's taking place.
Your many fans have asked for giants, Stephen. We'll put that off to the end of your show with us tonight, because there's also some really current things we're going to talk with you about tonight, all right?
Well, perfect. And again, the thing that's amazing is just in the last 2 weeks, have you noticed, George, how everything has sped up to the point now we've got world record-breaking disasters coming on top of each other. They're not even separated by very much time, and I think this is kind of getting the world's attention. The Chinese earthquake, for instance, my sources are telling me that in some of the cities, it's up to 90% fatality, and then still the deaths are being underreported by a factor of 100.
Steve, I had a story today where a little girl was pulled from the rubble, but the only way they could get her, they had to amputate her legs. I mean, just tragically sad.
This is the most heartbreaking, real-time view into disaster I think that I've ever seen. I posted some links on my website. I'm sure you've seen them, all the pictures coming out of China. And beyond heartbreaking, these are real images into disasters. We sometimes get separated by time and distance. But the situation is so in your face, in my face, in our face now, that the heartbreak is only going to increase, I'm afraid, George, because when you look at the Myanmar deaths, when you see even the tornado destruction in this country, then you hear about all of the amplified and ancillary issues. For instance, 400 dams now in China are in very serious state of disrepair. Most people don't realize that China in 1976, had what's called the Tangshan earthquake. And that, according to official records, killed 250,000 people. But according to the unofficial eyewitnesses that came forth, over 1 million people were killed. And now we've got a situation where there's 7.9. And I believe, by the way, that even the Chinese press and press in that part of the world is saying it was way over a 7.9. The amount of people, the amount of devastation, and the amount of money necessary in building supplies to rebuild is beyond almost imagination. And should the dams give out with any former aftershocks that will follow, I think we're going to see an unprecedented human casualty situation that just will defy most of our emotional ability to cope with it. And it won't just be there. It's all over the world now.
You know what's so sad, Stephen? We could lop, 6.5 billion people on this planet right now. 5 billion of them could die in horrible catastrophes. And if we weren't around them, if we weren't close to this destruction, it wouldn't faze anybody. Nobody would realize the significance of that. And that, to me, is shocking, that you could just obliterate 75% of this world's population with something, some catastrophe. We're going to talk about the apocalypse in a moment. And nobody would be fazed by it.
Well, I think that the only way people are going to be fazed by it is what we're seeing now in this country. For instance, 1,000 earthquakes in Nevada, and over the space of a week, and if you go to the antipodal point of that, you end up in an interesting area of the world. You end up off the island of Madagascar in a place that's known for a pretty big volcano called Piton de la Fournaise, and the history of that volcano, we can get to that in a minute. But what we're seeing, George, is now it's coming home to the United States, a situation that is presenting itself even in the food issue, the drought issue, the flood issue, the potential for the entire Pacific Northwest, the Cascadian subduction major release, and all of the rumors out in the world of special operations and the military that something big is getting ready to happen. And you know my position. My position is I believe that you could offset a lot of the damage if people in the government would just tell the truth. I think Americans are amazingly resilient. And again, when you and I talk about these things, it's to provide an antidote for fear. And I see the fear on those Chinese faces. I see the mother's agony of losing their children, the children's agony. And that word agony, just it haunts me, George. It haunts me every single minute of the day because there's more to come. And it's not going to, it used to be like ebbing. You know, these events would take place, then they'd back off. But right now it's bam, 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 bam. And I only think that people have got to realize that it's one thing when it's over there. It'll be another thing when it's here. We've got the new Madrid getting very active. We've got the situation Stan Deo has warned about so many times going off of the coast of Oregon. One of the largest volcanoes in the world is located underwater within 150 miles of the coast. We've got now on the big island of Hawaii, we don't just have to worry about Kilauea going off, but we've got Mauna Loa coming to life and then denials of that too. So I'm pleading with the people who are listening to this program tonight in government and in the military and different aspects, those of you that are know what's going on, don't withhold. Obviously, there's stuff that has to be kept close to the vest, but if it comes to saving lives, do the right thing and give the warning. And you said something very, very telling. I believe that the idea of killing 5 billion people, we've talked at length and in the interviews we've done, but imagine no internet, imagine no television. I think almost what you said is the plan. The plan will be when the big, and I'm saying a man-articulated weather modification, earthquake, volcanic generation that Secretary of Defense Cohen talked about, that Zbigniew Brzezinski talked about, that I quote in my book, Weather Wars and Unnatural Disasters. If ever there was a time that people need to know the truth, and I think this is these events are taking out the apathy or the grounds for apathy, because you can't just sit back anymore and say, well, it's only happening over there. What people don't understand is the Chinese will need massive amounts of concrete. They'll need massive amounts of steel to rebuild. And they're sitting on probably the most American dollars of any country in the world. And so one of the big concerns has always been what happens when basically China converts all of their U.S. dollars, right, which are in the trillions, for stuff. So there are ancillary problems that are being generated even as the earth shakes and we see these horrible images of so many people suffering.
You know, Stephen, if we were in a boxing ring with the earth and we were boxers and the planet was a boxer, we'd be getting the heck knocked out of us right now, because as you said earlier, I have never seen a time in my lifetime where so many major earth changes are occurring at the same time. And we're talking about killer tornadoes, killer cyclones, killer earthquakes. All we need now is to get hit by an asteroid.
Well, and I think that's on the agenda, too. And before the asteroid, you know, Jim McCanny, I know you've had him on.
Mm-hmm.
Jim has been trying to sound the alarm. By the way, he is brilliant. And just because 90% of the physicists in the world have bought the dirty snowball theory, Jim has been out there in the electric universe arena literally boxing his way with the truth against the most horrific and corrupt referees. But we're about ready to get hit with that. I think the gamma quakes that we're experiencing, we're hearing about gamma ray bursts, we're hearing about all of these different, if you will, celestial type events. And I think that that's coming too, George. And I think that obviously the government knows about it. The reason there's so much activity in the Antarctic, and this is what people need to pay attention to, they're not down just in the Antarctic just looking to dig into ice core samples or even to rupture Lake Vostok. They're looking for things that they can only see in the southern hemisphere. And there's a lot of interest in the astronomical implications of what they can see. As a matter of fact, some of the dead scientists, some of the dead astronomers, some of the famous astronomers who have met their untimely death, what did they know and what were they being prevented from speaking? So I think we're going to get hit with it all. And tragically, if you look at even the volcano that's going off in Chile, Chitain, the fascinating thing about that volcano is, as you probably saw, it hasn't erupted in 10,000 years.
So let me ask you this. Have you been following the movement to get CERN, the particle accelerator, online? It's in Switzerland.
Yes, I have. And I'm pretty outspoken against it. I believe that the real reason that they want the particle accelerator to go into full speed, you see, men, in my opinion, become incredibly vain when they see the C word. You used it in your introduction, control. And it's about control, and yet they're playing with a Pandora's box, which they actually do know what is going to happen, what's going to happen, and what can happen. I believe that whether people want to admit it or not, if they would understand and could be thrust 50 years into the future, that's where we are now. And I believe that CERN, up until yesterday afternoon, it was to go online last night at midnight, and then they changed it, you ready for this, to June 6th.
Yeah, they're going through a cool-down period with it. And, you know, there's a lot of strange websites out there, Stephen. One says that CERN is the reason for all these Earth problems and volcanoes. Do you believe that?
Well, I believe it contributes to it because I think the thing that people don't recognize, and the only illustration I can give or a metaphor that works for me is that they don't understand when they're messing with the magnetosphere and using some of the most powerful magnets that have ever been created by mankind. They not only are dealing with magnets that are a specific gauss or a specific strength, but they're energizing this. And if magnetism, and boy, Stan Deo is the one that can really explain magnetism in such a wonderful way, but the point is that if that's what's holding matter together, then they're basically in the realm of dissembling matter. You remember even some of the scientists are worried about a black hole? Well, I'm telling you, what these guys are doing point blank is getting ready to open up the ultimate stargate. And people don't understand that the stargates have been around since antiquity. Most of the ancient places on the planet, obviously Babylon, literally means the gateway to the gods. And the thing is that every single intelligence agency is going after and has secured in some instances some of this ancient technology that you and I have talked about, George. So I believe that what they're going to do is open a rift. And I believe even that George, and Cliff of Webbots have been talking about strange events taking place when that thing kicks in. So,
it is weird that they're turning it on and we're getting all these incredible things happening at the same time.
Absolutely. If you take the standard model of the Earth's core being a dynamo, if you will, and you basically turn it into the ultimate super magnet, and as Jim McCanney explains in his writings in his book on the electric universe, and basically what we're doing is we're becoming a vacuum cleaner to suck everything into us. And, you know, this is something fascinating because the ancients understood so much more than we have now, and that a lot of that information is kept secret because people who believe they control the information, i.e. believe they can control the planet. So what's a corollary of that is that if there are people that really believe that by harnessing CERN or whatever the relativistic heavy ion collider that's at Brookhaven, and Brookhaven's got a jaded past, not to mention that we're dealing with different forms and waveforms of energy. Did you see the picture of the lightning in the cloud?
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Right. Now, what most people don't realize, that's probably one of the most beautiful pictures. When I say beautiful, it's eerily, strikingly beautiful. But what's fascinating is that electrical storm was 19 miles, I believe, north of the caldera. And what's even more amazing is when the volcanoes erupt, you can see lightning storms. But that lightning, I believe that specific volcano was generated after 10,000 years of not being active. And by generated, I mean someone controlled that through a tremendous amount of energy. Remember this, everything that's ultimately done in science under, quote, the guise of helping mankind, in my opinion, ultimately ends up being used against mankind. And when I wrote the book, Weather Wars and Unnatural Disasters, what I was trying to do is get people to understand all the atmospheric testing that went on in the United States when we were exploding atom bombs in the ionosphere.
Well, exactly. And so they know what they're doing, don't they?
They actually know what they're doing. And again, the idea that this can be done, there are patents, George. You can go basically look up on the website, or I've got them listed in the back of my book, Weather Wars on Natural Disasters. But I think people now are getting it. I think that's what you're sensing, too, if I'm hearing you correctly. They now are saying, wait a minute, we've never had this much stuff coalescing and coming together at one point like we do now.
Stephen, you've written a book about weather wars, and you know a lot of us believe that weather can be manipulated. There's been an admission that in some cases they try to seed clouds for weather control. The Chinese continue to guarantee that there's going to be no bad weather in any of their events. There's weather control out there, but it also can be used to fight, can it?
Absolutely, and seeding the clouds was kind of the first, George, that was the first attempt at it, even though Tesla postulated that he would have control over the weather and could pretty much control the weather. I think the most amazing indications are some of the microbursts that have taken place. Microbursts is when the jet stream touches down for a specific amount of time, very short period of time. But like Tunguska, we've had situations in the last 10 years in the United States, both at the Root National Forest in Colorado and also what's called the Boundary Waters area of Minnesota, where literally miles of trees, old-growth trees, 200, 300 years old, have just been flattened like toothpicks. So what seeding the clouds is one thing, but what we're talking about is electromagnetic and scalar weapons. Tom Bearden, fabulous mind, has written extensively about weather control modification scalar weapons. And when you can use electromagnetics and different forms of energy that, unless you're the privileged few, you don't even know exist, the point is that that can be directed. And this is what even Bernard Eastland, I believe he's passed away now, of the HARP fame, you can go to his patent number, 4686605, I think it is. I mean, I've remembered it because I get into arguments.
My gosh, who would remember that for crying out loud?
Well, I have to because people say, well, I don't believe in weather modification. I say, well, whether you believe in it or not, you got to know that the idea was granted a patent by the U.S. Patent Office, and that's just one of 100 patents. So those exist, and by the way, when people start reading those things, they come up to the conclusion that this is the only realistic explanation of the strange weather. And if you notice, it's not now just the weather. It's not just the cyclones. And I believe that cyclone was directed, by the way, 2 days prior, listen to this, to the Myanmar cyclone having so much devastation. I believe it was an Air India pilot radioed ahead 2 days before saying that he saw a giant wave that he could see from 28,000 feet in the ocean. You know how big that wave would have to be?
Huge.
To see it from? Yeah, and that's a story. So we're hearing of rogue waves. I believe the rogue waves, we have actual U.S. documents stating that one of the Cold War weapons were tsunami-generating bombs. And I don't think people realize the amount of shock that's gone into the Earth's core, literally by all of the underwater nuclear explosions. When the French detonated their last nuclear explosion in the Tahiti area, not on the island of Tahiti, but on one of the atolls down there, it literally caused a rift in the Earth's crust. Same thing that happened off of Adak Island up in the Aleutians, where now we're having all this strange seismic activity. So when you take all these things together, if one understands the weakness of a system, one can exploit that. And I think that's exactly what's being done.
Stephen, we all know now about the cyclones that caused these catastrophes, the major Chinese earthquake, the killer tornadoes in the Midwest, flooding on the East Coast, all these things we've been following. What a lot of people aren't looking at right now, and it's going to get bigger and bigger, are the food shortages around this country. Hasn't really hit us yet, but it could. I want to talk with you about that when we come back. You know, in Egypt, for example, riots over not enough bread, where their brothers in Saudi Arabia aren't helping them at all. But the food shortages, was it planned? What do you think?
Absolutely. Again, controlling the food is controlling life. And the situation is that if you take, there's over 40 countries right now having food riots. And the whole idea of ethanol, look, Brazil does a wonderful job on ethanol using sugar cane. You don't need to use a corn, which the majority of the world obviously either eats corn, rice, wheat, or potatoes. And by controlling this and by holding it off the market, these guys want to do one thing, George, you and I have talked about. They want 5.5 billion people killed, and I think they've started their big move.
God, right, you're now scary, Stephen. We'll be back with you in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. You know, Stephen Quayle will bring us all kinds of things. Some of these things you're going to be frightened about, but he just lays it right out there, Stephen Quayle. Hey, have you picked up the After Dark newsletter yet? Well, you can by calling 1-888-727-5505, or you can go online at coasttocoastam.com. The After Dark newsletter, it's part of Coast to Coast AM. Stephen, let's talk a little bit more about these food shortages, especially if they can effectively hit us. First of all, salmon fishing as well being banned on the West Coast because of the decline of the salmon population. What's going on in all this?
Well, I think that one of the things that people have got to recognize is that according to, again, the Book of Revelations, a third of the life in the sea is going to die. We're going to be experiencing the very words of Jesus with earthquakes and famine and drought and all these things. See, one thing leads to another, and most people won't even put into, I would say, the context of being able to put two and two together when they look at even the chemtrails that have been sprayed. Some people just dismiss that. But I want to share with you that when you start looking at the introduction of drought, I can link and sync it directly to the chemtrail. Chemtrails obviously have so many different chemical compounds. They have biological components. As one very high-ranking military official told me, he said, Steve, not only are they changing the air we breathe, not only are they destroying the food we breathe, but they're also basically genetically altering us. And it gets into the whole thing that you and I have discussed at length, the genetic Armageddon aspect of this. See, there is a sick Illuminati plan to actually destroy mankind and then come up with their version of the Borg.
You know, years ago, Stephen, if I had heard you saying this or anybody else, I would have said, you know what, we're going to take you away to the funny farm. But, you know, I can't say that anymore, because the more and more exposure I get to these people who want so much control, who want things for themselves, it just makes sense that it's a real serious issue, and maybe the only thing holding it back right now is the fact that we've been talking about it and people like you have been talking about it over the last few years.
Well, I believe that that's true, but I also believe, George, that we come to a point in time where you get into the realm of is there a God who is an absolute standard, and if there is a God, why then would all of these events be taking place and be determined ahead of time? And I'd say it's because God loves mankind. But see, the Illuminati hates mankind. I actually think they hate themselves. And so not only they believe they can one-up the creator of the universe by coming up with a creation of their own. And so what we're seeing is again, we're seeing this control mechanism being put into place that will ultimately bring, I believe, mankind to the point of total annihilation. I believe that's when God absolutely steps in. I believe he is stepping in. I believe that when you handle the issues you handle, Alex handles the issues I handle, we all are warning. There comes a period, though, where God says the warning's over and now comes the result. And I'm pleading with people to start taking these things into their heart and look at this and say, is this normal? Is it even historically accurate? I always get the naysayers saying, well, we've always had earthquakes, we've always had volcanoes. Well, in the case of Chitain in Chile, that's not true. And again, the drought and the aspect of famine, you can go back to 1883 when Krakatoa went off, and the following summer, there was no summer. You can go to 1815 when Tambora in the South Pacific exploded. These are two of the biggest volcanic explosions in history, and it changed the upper atmosphere to such a degree that you couldn't grow anything. And then you mix into the depleted soil. You mix into the fact that you've got a group of people controlling the seeds. Six companies control all the seeds in the world. And what's really disturbing to me right now is I talked to one of the biggest food purchasers in the world. He listens to my show, actually listens to your show. And he wanted me to know, he said, Steve, I talked to the fertilizer manufacturers in my office today, and they're going to raise the fertilizer price to the farmers five times what it was last July.
I heard it was a huge jump. I didn't know it was that big.
This is from the number one guy from what I won't give his company name, but there's no bigger company in the food world. And he said to them, this will blow your mind, George. He said to them, do you not realize you're going to kill half of the American farmers and you're going to starve half the American people? You know what they said? We don't care. It's all about profit. Now, that was a conversation between one of the largest food buyers in the world and the fertilizer sellers in the world, which there's only two in the United States.
I've got to ask you, too, about these rising gasoline prices that don't seem to have any end in sight. Most people now are beginning to change their plans for Memorial Weekend. Maybe it's their way to fight back, Stephen. You know, as we know, they always seem to push prices through Memorial Weekend, then they kind of drop off a little bit. Maybe people should just stay home, turn on their radios, and just have a good time.
Well, see, I believe that we're literally coming to a standstill in this country. I spoke about 5 years ago on my radio program and said that I believe the time is coming. I was in prayer, and this is the if you will, the message that I felt that the merciful God gave me to warn the people. The time would come when...
And by the way, you're very religious. I want everybody to understand that. You truly are a very spiritual, religious person.
I wouldn't use the word religious, but I would say this. I believe that God does absolutely love his creation, and that there are people that absolutely hate God and hate his creation. I believe that God in his mercy can make known to the basis of men, of which I claim to be one of those guys that God is incredibly merciful to. But the point is that it is, you know, we can quote all of the prophecies. We can go to the Popo Vuh. We can go to Nostradamus, Mother Shipton, everybody. But you know what's fascinating is Jesus absolutely made it so clear. And we quote the book of Revelation, but we lose track of the fact when that was written and how close we are to the fulfillment of all things. Look at, I know Alex talks about it, just absolutely has done a masterful and a wonderful job of showing people the control, the control, the control, when the day will come when unless you have a chip in you, on you, or surveilling you, you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade. That's right out of the book of Revelation. And so now we've got a situation where, George, I believe that the food is being controlled, and I believe that obviously people are going to see the intentional plan. Listen, when you cut off the gas, you cut off the ability not only to make petrochemicals, cut off the oil, you also cut off the ability to harvest those. And most people would be surprised
to
know that when our grains that we see growing in the field and all of the different vegetables and the fruits we grow, a lot of that stuff is sold overseas, and it goes directly from the farmer's field into refrigerated containers, and it's shipped all over the world. And as the world's population and appetite increases, especially the Indians now from the subcontinent of India have a middle class of 300 million people. China's middle class, China's producing so many billionaires a day that it's the fastest growing economy in the world. Yet when people, their standard of living increases, they eat more eggs, they want more meat, they want more this, that takes feed, that takes fertilizer, that takes fuel. So I believe that this is a totally contrived, controlled, and a decimating, diabolically evil plan to absolutely bring the United States to naught. I believe that we have traitors within, traitors without, and as I've stated so many times on your show and others, that we have a war going on, even in our own military. We've got the good guys versus the bad guys. We've got the people that still love the Constitution and still believe the Bill of Rights. Then we've got Alex Jones posting his story. Did you see that story that he posted about the guy at a Bible school who had the men in black show up because he was talking to the Bible school students about the Constitution?
No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's literally on Alex's site. And the thing is that what's astonishing is that now the equation, see, when you broaden the scope of terrorism to the point where whatever you say, when the state becomes God, we're in big trouble. And we are now in the ultimate point of trouble because we've got people inside our government that obviously want to turn us into, in my opinion, a totalitarian police state. And the thing is that what people don't recognize...
And this is above government. I want everybody to understand that. When they hear you, Stephen, you know, you're not saying, you know, people that your elected officials are running around to get us. These people don't even have a clue how to stop this. This is over them.
Right. This is the secret government. This is the transnationals. These are the people that literally are the Luciferian, the Illuminati. These are the ones who consider themselves the rulers of the earth.
These are the people, Stephen, where Bill Clinton, who wanted to find out about the extraterrestrial presence and UFOs, basically was told, you don't have a need to know this stuff, and we're not telling you.
Well, absolutely. If you cut a deal with the devil, the devil will pay handsomely up front, but at the end, you've got to pay the price of eternal damnation. And I think that what's happening here is that, you know, unfortunately, this is one fiddling contest that most people that want to take on the thought of Charlie Daniels' song, that they can't win this fiddling contest in their own. And see, this is the thing. It's getting spiritual, because if they're dealing with fallen angels, and you and I have talked about that, and you're dealing with the realm of the supernatural, and the things that are on earth are taking place from a supernatural direction, and there's supernatural good and supernatural evil, well, I mean, even a chemical determinist or someone who just says, oh, this stuff is just all nonsense, the stuff about God, angels, all that stuff, I get those emails after we talk about this. But what people can't explain is this overriding master plan to bring decimation. It's what we're talking about tonight. Drought produces famine. So basically, if you fly chemtrails planes over clouds that would normally be dropping the rain, guess what? They suck the water right out. They become hydrophilic, meaning they absorb the water.
That's interesting. Out. Opposite. When you mentioned Charlie Daniels, I thought you were going to say the devil went down to Georgia, Steve.
Well, that's what I meant. The guy that Charlie Daniels was singing about could out-fiddle the devil, okay? This is one group of devils that you can't out-fiddle. You can only defeat them with a supernatural, what I would call anointing. And that means it takes a greater power than the devil's to bring him under subjection. And I got to say this. Why do people want to destroy lives? I see those beautiful children. I see the beautiful people. See, people are beautiful. It's just that the rulers and leaders always seem to want to make the people the sacrificial, altarees.
Look, Stephen, here's the bottom line. And again, let's use the cyclone in Burma, Myanmar. 100,000 people dead there, right?
Well, by the way, it's way more than that.
I know that. It'll probably go way over. But my point is that out of sight, out of mind, to everyone who doesn't know anybody there, there's no effect for them. I mean, yes, it's a tragedy. My gosh, it's one of the worst since the tsunami. But unless it affects people directly, unless they really are part of it, it doesn't faze them. How many people, as tragic as 9/11 was, regardless of the merits of who was behind it, how many people who are not tied into it have gone on their merry lives and it just hasn't affected them? They didn't know of the 3,000 people who died, and they just continue on with their life. My point is that these people that you and I have been talking about for the last few years, who would love to see this world population plummet for their own reasons, they don't care. They don't have any souls.
Absolutely. And when you talk about soulless, it's fascinating, because one of the very first shows you and I talked about, when I think it was either number one or number two shows we did together, isn't it fascinating that the technology to rob even the humanity of man was called the soul catcher chip? You remember that?
Yes.
We talked about that years ago. That was their terminology. So this is what, even in the military, they're producing now super soldiers, okay, automatons. And these automatons are basically going to be genetically altered with the eyesight of eagles. By the way, this is real. With the olfactory senses, the smell senses of wolves, they've supercharged them with what's called the Hercules gene. You and I spoke with a little girl in Russia, or I think in the Ukraine, that was only 90 pounds, that could lift 900 pounds. And they've identified specific compounds genetically. And so the old Van Damme movie of Super Soldier, whatever it was called, that's reality. You can go literally find defense appropriations for the Super Soldier program. So what we're talking about is a whole new level. It's almost like, seriously, it's almost like the Terminator meets Alien meets steroids, and these things get loosed on us. And again, it's like the British Ministry of Defense coming forth today, or in the last couple of days, with opening
UFO files.
I can tell you this, what the ones they made public are not the ones that we would all want to see, okay?
Do you think there's better ones back there?
Oh, absolutely. Over the years, there's a group of sanitizers. In the intelligence community, they call them cleaners. And I think one of the most telling X-File movie, my congratulations to Chris Carter on this, was where the guy is sitting around in Area 51. You remember the guy that played Lenny on Laverne and Shirley? I forget the actor's name. But he says, we literally sit around thinking up the most outlandish stories that we can get the people to believe, and the people believe them, but they won't when they're hungry, George. And this is what I think is critical. The thing now that's bringing the consciousness of the American public is that things are changing drastically. They go into stores and they're seeing, hey, there's not the same amount of stuff that used to be here. Obviously, we've seen the housing market.
And if you do find it, it's at a ridiculous price.
Right. And see, this is the thing that you and I spoke about 2 years ago when everybody was eat, drink, and be merry because my house is only going to go up and up and up. Remember when banks were offering 125% of value?
Yes.
And you'd shake your head and go, how can they offer more? Well, obviously, the
look what happened. And you warned on this show about this crisis.
I did. And I, when I see these lying, how shall I say this, automatons, that's being very nice, okay? These lying automatons saying, and the Secretary of Treasury is probably the, let me just say this, I'm surprised that he doesn't get an Academy Award and his nose isn't as long as Pinocchio's. Because when they say the credit meltdown is over and the housing market has stabilized, it couldn't be further from the truth.
Michael McKean, by the way, I had to tell you that.
Oh, thank you.
He played
Lenny.
I'm the kind of person I can't sleep unless I get my answer or I go nuts. I bet you're the same way.
Yeah, no, I mean, I couldn't grab his name, but I remember that X-Files thing, and I sat there staring at it going, Ben, they're telling you how it works. I hope people realize this because, again, all the stuff that we're getting now, look, we've got Malachi Martin's statements years ago before his untimely death, and I maintain he was assassinated. We've got all the statements coming from Cosmolagno that aliens can be friends of God, not just enemies of God. We've got the Catholic Church saying it's okay to believe in aliens. So we're getting to the point now where the situation of disclosure is going to come. Now, let me share this. If you are evil and you've controlled all that knowledge and you've made deals behind the scenes with certain entities, and you're going to be able to holographically project into people's minds. By the way, I put an article up on my website that was taken down by the Department of Defense. The link was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was the link to?
It was on being able to put not only voices but also images into a person's mind, stimulate the in other words, they could program you to see what they wanted you to see and hear what they wanted.
You're telling me you had a link on your website and it was gone?
Yep.
And you have no idea where it went?
Well,
I know
exactly where it went, and I know exactly who took it down. But you see, when you and I talk about stuff like this and go into this detail, I mean, it's amazing because it's astonishing to me to see how much stuff is out there. But when people, too many people, start hitting the site or going to it to validate it, then they assume, uh-oh, time to clean it.
Well, Stephen, I got to tell you, we got to talk about water right now, and then we'll talk about giants and some other issues. And I want you next hour to tie in, because this is important, the apocalypse, Book of Revelation, with some of the events that are going on now. You're a believer in end times, no doubt. Do you believe it's starting now?
I believe we're at the beginning of sorrows. I believe we're going to go into the worst period. And for those who, a lot of people have read the Left Behind series and stuff, I tell them, if those are in the fantasy realm, you better get prepared for the reality realm, because they, you, me, we all have to still pay our bills. We still have to put food on the table for our families. But based on where we're going, George, it's pretty predictable. When we come back, if you look at Genesis 47, we had 7 years from 2000 to 2007 where everything went wonderful. The economy was booming. Now we get into that period of Joseph's dream, Joseph in the Bible. And the thing is that it says there that the people sold themselves just to buy food. And it talks in the Book of Revelation that everything a man does will just be to feed himself for one day's worth of food.
More of the apocalypse and giants later on. I'm George Norrie, and this is Coast to Coast AM.